I have a sore throat and sore ears. I'm living on Strepsils here. Can you wish them a safe journey? I never liked Strepsils. Strepsils never work for me. Never, ever, ever work for me. Talking of Strepsils, I was reading the other night in the paper about Downton Abbey. Janet goes, I've never watched it, you know. Never watched. Janet loves it. Oh, dying down, dead about it. She loves it. Anyway, did see the little clips and the trailers and all. Looks great. Really does look good. But this guy who is an advisor to the plot, Downton Abbey, and he's an expert on the early 20th century and the people's conduct. And he was saying, they were saying that if you notice, there's very little touching, very little embracing in Downton Abbey, because that's the way it was in the early 20th century. People were reluctant even to shake hands. They didn't like shaking hands. You see where I'm coming from now? I must have been living in the early 20th century. Anyway, and they didn't hug. And you know the reason why? To prevent the spread of germs. And because there were no antibiotics about then, and people were reluctant to hug one another. And handshake was, you know, not really encouraged. Whereas, and that's why he was there, to make sure they didn't do it. You know, now you see, gee, my God, you open the door now and the postman's there, you hug him. You know what I mean? The coal man with a bag of coal, he's back, hold on, there, hug you, son. Thanks, son, for that bag of slack. Everybody's hugging. Two fish in a bag, and give us a hug when you're there. You know, everybody's hugging one another now. And we're all spreading all sorts of diseases. And even, I play golfy guys, and you're out on a golf course with them for 4 hours. And you're talking to them, you're with them for 4 hours. And but it's all over. They shake hands, they say thanks. And they're good. Exactly. So anyway, that was all about Strepsils.